listeners. This is Sarah Safransky, editor of ITO America. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Suzanne Kosub, CIO of Concentra, a national health and wellness company, as well as the largest provider of employer health care services in the U.S. Suzanne has been the CIO at Concentra since August of 2006. She provides strategic direction and leadership for technology product management, business analysis, quality assurance, infrastructure, security, and more. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thanks, Sarah.
So, Suzanne, you just started implementing an electronic health record system at Concentra. For other healthcare CIOs who may still be considering adopting an EHR system, what hurdles have you come across and how have you overcome them?
Well, I think the first thing, Sarah, is you need to look at your organization, and you also need to ensure that you are partnered very closely with the business as a technology professional. So in our organization, we always say there's no technology projects, there's only business projects. So ensuring that you have a strong governance for your project is job one. So here at Concentra, we looked at our business, and really we look at our business with three distinct areas: the front office, the mid office, and the back office. Front office being that admissions and scheduling and registration portion of our medical care, and then mid office being the electronic health record and the physician area, and then back office being billing and collections. Concentra has made a decision to run those efforts parallel. So we are in the process of doing a build scenario on our electronic practice management system for that front office capability. And then for the electronic health record, which is mid office, we're in the process of assessing a build versus buy. Buy looking very strong because there are a lot of good electronic health records in the marketplace right now. And then from a back office perspective, we are also looking at that build versus buy scenario as well. Concentra has proprietary systems in place today. They've been in place for 12-plus years. So as our business over the years has changed and transformed, our systems need to change and transform to meet the needs of the business. So we're moving forward in a very parallel effort across those three threads, front office, mid office, and back office, to ensure that we're building a platform that is not only scalable, but very flexible to support our ever-changing business.
That sounds like a great strategy. And what factors did you consider when deciding to implement EHRs? Were you influenced by President Obama's stimulus package, which offsets EHR implementation costs?
It really, even that is a bonus if you can get dollars to help fund the implementation of your electronic health record. But really what is driving the Concentra organization is continuity of care records for all the services that are provided by the Concentra organization for our patients, therefore supporting that patient experience with our organization, so customer service, job one here at Concentra. And then the second thing is quality of care, ensuring that from that patient experience that they are experiencing quality of care at Concentra. So electronic health record is very important in ensuring quality of care in addition to the continuity of care. So those are large drivers for our organization. And I guess you can tack on operational efficiency, ensuring that as an organization that we are as operationally efficient as possible when providing the care to our customers.
Great. Now, Concentra has 300 medical centers across 40 states. What are the logistics behind an EHR rollout of this size?
You have to do it very carefully. Today, Concentra is a distributed computing environment. We do distribute our technology through Citrix, and we are looking at some of the newer VDI technologies, so virtual desktop technologies. But Citrix has made it very easy for us to manage our organization from a distributed computing perspective. So when we go to roll out systems, we essentially update servers and roll it out to the field. We can do it in a pilot manner. We do have a philosophy here at Concentra to pilot and model office solutions, big bang, big boom. So we tend to like to introduce things into our environment very slowly, prove them first before we roll them out to the organization at large. Our distributed computing environment enables us to do that by rolling out to a subsection of our organization, proving it, and then rolling it out to the balance of the organization.
And how will you ensure that the nurses and doctors using the EHR system will move beyond a basic understanding of it and actually become high-level users?
This goes back to my question about an answer about making sure that we're partnered very closely with the business. Electronic health record and electronic practice management for a clinical environment is very much a business project. Technology, we're enablers, but you have got to be in lockstep with the business. Part of the overall project and plan to roll out new systems in your organization absolutely have to have consideration to communication and training and education of the end user. You need to keep them involved at every step of the way in the project. Here at Concentra, one thing that helps us tremendously in our distributed environment is we have a learning management system, a distance learning type system that enables us to set up training modules online for our users to access in the field. So before our systems go live, we're able to develop training modules, and people can go through certifications on those modules to prepare them for use. And then again, we're also very careful. And when we roll out these systems, again, remember I said not a big bang. We like to do things very iteratively. So introducing those systems, making sure that we have people on the ground to get those folks comfortable in those medical facilities, doing some train-the-trainer, doing some distance learning type scenarios to ensure the end user is comfortable and that they can move forward successfully with a new technology solution.
And from a patient perspective, one of the largest concerns that seems to have come up recently is security. What means will you use to ensure that the patient information is safe not only from outside hackers but insiders as well?
Well, there's a few things. First of all, when you talk about from the inside or the outside from a security perspective, tone from the top in an organization is paramount. The executive leadership of the Concentra organization takes privacy and security very seriously. We have a steering committee that meets once a month and talks about top of mind concerns and issues and projects related to security. And as an organization, every employee goes through training when they are onboarded to the organization, as well as there is an annual refresher for privacy, security, HIPAA training, red flag rules, and anything of the like for our organization. So every employee is made aware and becomes part of the overall privacy and security for the Concentra organization. Now, when we're looking at outside the organization, what do we do to protect our organization? We do many things. First of all, in the technology area, we do have an information security team. That team is comprised of individuals who monitor systems. We do have intrusion detection. We have access points, firewalls. We VLAN our systems to ensure even access once you get into our firewall is we have virtual LANs to ensure segmentation of systems and access to various areas of our network. We have very tight network controls and logging that allow us to have monitoring. We also have third-party auditing that's done for our organization. We are a HIPAA-compliant company. We have many IT controls that keep us in line with SOX compliancy. We also are PCI-compliant because we do consumer health, so we take credit cards. But it's something that we take very seriously here at Concentra and ensure that it's toned from the top, every person is trained, and then our technology follows very closely to ensure the privacy and security of the organization.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a pretty tight security policy. How will aggregated patient information from EHRs be used to leverage Concentra's business intelligence efforts?
Well, this is something Concentra has done for many years. Outcomes reporting is an important aspect of what Concentra does, providing the value to our customers and being able to report on that value that we provide to our customers. So we do use our data in a number of ways. One, when you look at our data on a more comprehensive level, we do have our chief medical officer and several physicians that study that data to build around treatment plans, understanding the different coding, how we code our visits, and they gain more and more intelligence so that Concentra as an organization and a medical provider can provide a better quality of care and outcomes to our customer. In addition to that, we do track all of our data by customer, and we provide them with stewardship reporting and outcomes reporting to show them the value that the Concentra organization is providing to them as well. So we, today, our Master Patient Index has over 20 million patients in it, and we see anywhere from 8 to 10,000 visits a day. So we have a tremendous amount of data and intelligence as a healthcare organization to use that data to provide better quality of care, provide excellent outcomes to our customers.
And looking at the data again, what results do you hope to see once the EHR system is completely integrated?
First of all, continuity of care. Making sure that we have a comprehensive health record for the patients that come for services in the Concentra organization, being able to share that information in our organization to have a comprehensive care record, whether that person is going for an occupational health care visit, they go maybe to their work site for an urgent care visit, or they're part of our wellness and prevention program, that they can see a comprehensive view of their care in terms of the Concentra organization and the services provided. In addition to that, with the growing excitement around personal health records and also the sharing and aggregation of health information, we can see being a provider that is part of that larger exchange of healthcare information. If our patients choose to share that information, if they have a personal health record, or if they're part of maybe Google Health or Microsoft Health, and they want us to be a provider that contributes to their overall personal health record, that's something we would very much want to be a part of.
Great. Once again, I was just speaking with Suzanne Kosub, CIO of Concentra. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're very welcome, Sarah. I enjoyed it. Thank you for the invitation to speak.
This interview is part of ITO America's Thought Leadership Series, an ongoing project that features one-on-one interviews with innovative thought leaders from top organizations in North America. To download today's podcast, go to our website, www.itoamerica.com.